Good evening, Tim. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you.
What's an Australian doing working with a British company?
Well, Metro Marconi Space is actually an Anglo-French company. It's half owned by the Lagardère Group in France and the GEC Group in Britain. It is the largest European space manufacturer, and they have basically been the owners of OSPACE for 7.5 years, and have shown a full commitment to the Australian space industry by supporting OSPACE in its endeavours and in the tasks that that we've completed.
Well, perhaps we could address the larger company first, then come into OSPACE. What does Metro Marconi do?
Metro Marconi Space basically is involved in all aspects of space. They're involved in building remote sensing satellites. They're involved in building communication satellites. They're involved in building science satellites. They also have a full suite of ground station equipment, from large fixed earth stations through small transportable earth stations, and they also do various work as part of launch vehicles. So as you can see from that, they basically cover all aspects of space.
And originally they were a fusion of a British company and a French company.
Yes, they're actually that was the initial merger brought together the space interests of Marconi, GEC Marconi in the UK, and the Matra Group in France. There are currently discussions going on about a potential merger with the Dassa Group in Germany as well. So MMS is positioning itself to basically be the largest European space company.
This, of course, gives you quite a market advantage.
We believe it does. It's as a small Australian company, sort of based here, to have the support of an organisation of that size and the access to the technology and the people there, we believe is a very strong strength of what we are trying to accomplish in the country.
You mentioned that you're working on Earth Resources satellites. What ones have you built and what ones are you working on at the moment?
Okay, on the Earth Resources satellites, OSPACE, under a contract to the Australian government, actually, as part of their contribution to the ERS-2 satellite, which was launched a couple of years ago, OSPACE built the part of the focal plane array assembly for the long-track scanning radiometer, which is an instrument that measures sea surface temperature. So that's currently flying, and we have just recently delivered the focal plane array assembly for the next generation remote sensing satellite, which is called Envisat, and that's due for launch in about 2000.
And how's this long-track scanning radiometer worked?
Well, basically, what it is, it detects the reflections from the sea surface, and then sort of feeds that in through the instrument.
And it's worked successfully?
It's working very successfully, yes.
And the second one as well?
The second one, the Envisat, isn't due for launch until 2000, but we have delivered our assembly to England.
And overall, what's Envisat going to be doing?
Envisat is basically going to be carrying out a number of different payloads on it, some in the visible and infrared detection areas. It also has synthetic aperture radar on it, and will be used for a wide range of Earth observation tasks.
Any thoughts of developing instruments for some of the small resources satellites that are going to be placed in orbit over the next decade or so?
MMS, from within its capabilities, has access and was involved in building the SPOT satellites, and also has looked at building a range and developing a range of concepts for synthetic aperture radar smaller satellites. And we are currently in discussions with various organisations about potentially building a smaller satellite than Envisat, which is a very large satellite built for the European Space Agency.
Metro Marconi is quite a large inventory of communication satellites. Could you tell us a bit about some of those, please?
Yep. Metro Marconi Space have built a range of communication satellites. They have built the current series of UK military communication satellites, which are the Skynet series. They have built satellites for France. They've built satellites for Spain and a number of other customers around the world.
Any business with Australia?
We have recently completed studies for the Australian Department of Defence looking at defining their future satellite requirements post 2005, and this was a study basically helping to define the way the Defence Department would be looking at communication satellites into the future.
Now, AusSpace has, going back to the remote sensing type of area, Australia is developing a satellite called Ares. Have you been involved in that?
Yes, AusSpace is part of the consortium that's looking at building Ares. Ares is a hyperspectral satellite that's being generated and will be privately funded. And the Ares consortium consists of AusSpace, CSIRO and the Australian Centre for Remote Sensing.
What does the word what was that word?
Hyperspectral.
Hyperspectral.
Basically what the hyperspectral does is it breaks the return signal that's picked up from the ground or vegetation into very narrow frequency bands, and you're then able to detect quite accurately what minerals or vegetation you might be looking at on the ground.
When are you looking at flying the satellite?
We're currently in the process of finalising the financing package for the satellite now, and we hope to launch the satellite in about 2001.
Are you building just the instrument for it, or are you building the satellite bus as well?
Our approach at this stage, and to say some of this is still being developed, is that we will actually procure a commercial bus, but actually develop the instrument ourselves.
Some years ago, Australia flew a payload on the space shuttle Endeavour, and the payload itself was also called Endeavour. Can you tell us something about that, please?
Okay. The Endeavour was an ultraviolet telescope, which was fully developed and built by Australian industry with AusSpace as the prime contractor. It flew on the space shuttle in what was called the Getaway Special, which enables excess capacity on the space shuttle to be used to fly missions. The payload has flown twice. It flew in 1992 and also in 1995, and the results obtained were excellent. Endeavour is currently on display at the Mount Stromlo Observatory in Canberra.
The Endeavour project, of course, was a technology development project. It's gone no further than that, has it?
No, it hasn't, but it is very important for building up the levels of capability that we have within the company, and the work that was completed on that was instrumental in increasing our capability so we could take on projects like the long track scanning radiometer work that we've done.
What's the next step then in your company's activities?
Well, we believe our next step will be the Ares satellite, and that will be another quantum sort of step up in terms of what work is actually completed in Australia with taking on the development of a complete instrument for the hyperspectral satellite.
Do you see the day when you'd be able to develop a complete satellite?
We hope to sort of get to that stage. One of the big problems with a lot of the space work is the very high investment in facilities that are needed in terms of clean rooms and assembly areas to build satellites of that size. So while we would hope to get to the stage where there is a lot of work being done that would justify that large investment in facilities, that will obviously be a decision that's sort of made based on the number of projects that are coming on and how we see it.
The Endeavour was built in basically a shed almost at the top of Mount Stromlo, a very clean shed, I might add. Have you moved on from there?
Yes, a number of years ago we moved to a purpose-designed facility in Mitchell, which is one of the northern suburbs in Canberra. We built our own Class 100 clean room, which is was used for the final assembly of the Endeavour telescope and also the preparation for its second flight in 95.
Well, thank you very much for joining us tonight on the Space Show, Tim.
Oh, thank you.